step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, it's a Mojo in the Morning show. I know that there are parents that can tell us, you know, some of their injuries. But the topic that we're going to get into right now is, how did you get hurt with your kids' toys? There's probably a million and one ways, and I'm sure Legos probably are number one. But Shannon, you flipped over a car.
I flipped a car this weekend. So let me set the scene for you. Andrew put one of those in-ground trampolines in his backyard. So in order to do that, you have to dig out. It almost looks like you're digging a pool. Mm-hmm. And then they set the trampoline in, and he and a bunch of buddies did it. So the trampoline's in, but there's still this huge pile of dirt, like probably up to my chin, that's just sitting next to where the trampoline is. They don't know what to do with this pile of dirt. So Lucy has one of those pink ride-on Jeeps. And this thing goes pretty fast, by the way. This isn't like for 2 years.
Power wheels, I mean, or something like that?
It's not power wheels. I don't even know what the heck it is, but it is one of those.
How fast does the thing go?
I don't know, but I mean, I'm kind of surprised when they're in it. I make them ride with helmets. That's how fast it goes. Like, it's no joke. So they were trying, her and Smith, who is about to be 4. Oh, my God. And Lucy's about to be 7. They were in it riding around Andrew's garage, and this big pile of dirt's on one side of his garage, and they couldn't get past it. And they kept trying and putting it in reverse and trying. And the Jeep kept going up the side of the pile of dirt. And so Andrew and I were screaming, stop, 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 stop. So he went in the house to get something. And I said, you guys get out, let mom get in, and I'll get the thing around. It was too heavy for me to actually pick up and carry around. So I thought, I'm going to drive it and make the turn. I get in. I sit on the back. I can't even fit in the seats of the Jeep, obviously. I sit on the back of the thing. I reverse. I gun it. I go halfway up the dirt pile and the thing flips over on top of me. And I'm just laying there with the Jeep on top of me. The kids are dying laughing. And I'm thinking, did I break something riding a pink Jeep?
Oh. So what made you think that if the kids couldn't get up on through this dirt,
I thought I could make the turn better, but I couldn't.
So instead of like reversing it back,
I did reverse it, but it still did the same thing. It went up the dirt pile and then flipped over, not on the side, like actually on top of me.
Oh my gosh! And by the way, those things go. I don't know exactly the brand that they have, but I just Googled it, and those things go no faster than 10 miles an hour.
So this one has a function. Yes, where we unscrewed it.
Yeah.
Oh. So then it can go faster.
Yeah, all dads do that. You got to get in there with the screwdriver.
I bet you're happy that it does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You should see the inside of my thighs are so bruised. I don't know what hit me, but.
Monica, you can relate. How did your kids' toys injure you?
So last year I went camping, and I have got 3 kids. My youngest is turning 4 next weekend, and we were at the beach, and she's running from me, and, you know, there's, like, so many people. I was like, oh, you're getting too far, so I went to chase after her, and she dug, like, a moat all around her sandcastle and had all these toys, and I didn't see the moat, and my foot went in, all my weight went on it when I was chasing her, and I fractured my ankle in 2 spots, couldn't even get up, couldn't move.
She
turned around, and she's like, Mom, are you okay? Like she didn't just, like, run and sprint from me and laugh. Well, I couldn't catch her. Like, it was ridiculous.
You were down.
Boy.
Oh, I was down. I was camping, and I couldn't even do anything. My husband had to pack the whole campsite up. He had to do everything by himself.
And ankle injuries are brutal, aren't they?
She had a fracture.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
It's hard.
For the next day.
Your ankles are never the same, believe it or not, after that happens.
It looks huge.
Awful. Wow. Kimberly, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good. How did you injure yourself, Kimberly?
I thought it was a really good idea to take my kid's skateboard down the street, and I hit a rock, and the skateboard flew backwards about 3 houses, and my face flew right to the ground. I had face planted and a black eye for 3 weeks swollen shut.
Oh, jeez.
Ouch.
I will never try skateboarding again.
My favorite is the parents who are like, you know, I did this, you know, when I was younger. Or it's the parents that injure themselves. And I don't know if this was you, Kimberly, that said, I never got to do this when I was younger. So
I never got to do it. Nope.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's usually the ones that say, I never got a chance to do this. I never was a skateboarder. I never do this thing. And then you end up like really hurting yourself.
Probably shouldn't start now. Yeah. If you've never done it as a child, you don't want to try it as an adult.
Right. So this in-ground trampoline is meant to so that the kids don't hurt themselves, right?
Right.
So they're level to the ground.
It's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
But is it meant for
he's got to do something with the pile of dirt next to it.
Is it meant for the moms to not injure themselves when they're on that? I always find it funny that whenever you buy something, do you remember the time when I bought Luke that little mini bike? And you buy the thing, the mini bike, and you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. And you have to talk the other parent into letting them get the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had to talk Chelsea into letting Luke get this mini bike. Do you know that there are still two shrubs in the front of my house that are completely gone? Because the first moment that he'd got on that thing, he literally just booked it and went right into the trees. not a fun little toy to try.
Bad driver for real. Bad driver on the kids' cars too.
Exactly.
That's me.
There you go.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.